It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in this school, we've been studying a lesson on the last judgment. And we're right here at the end of this lesson, and I'm going to complete that. And it has a title that sounds a little ambiguous. The subtitle, as I'm looking at this old Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of January 11th, 1925, the subtitle is Death as to Eternal Destiny is Equal to the Coming of Christ. Well, let's see what that means, and here it is, Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this cometh judgment. Death is virtually the coming of Christ. There can be no preparation between death and the judgment. Life is the time to serve God, and now is the time to begin, as stated in verse 34 of Matthew chapter 25. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And so the righteous will enter into eternal life. Much is said in the Bible of eternal life and the glory and happiness which awaits the righteous. Numbers 23:10 says, Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And so now we know the significance of that subtitle. Death as to eternity is equal to the coming of Christ. It is equal in this sense that when Christ comes, the fates will be sealed. We'll know what is going to happen to us. We're either going to go into eternal torment or eternal blessedness. But the same thing occurs at our death. We do not want to wait and think that somehow when the Lord appears or when death comes, that then we'll be able to plea for his mercy and grace, which we did not take advantage of in this life. And so that is the sense in which they are equal. Now that ends that Sunday school lesson. And now we're going to look at a Sunday school lesson prepared for the Sunday schools of January the 18th, 1925. And it is a Sunday school lesson on the Lord's Supper. You'll want to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 22, for our reading. Before we get there, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, as I get my Bible, you get your Bible, and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 22. And I have just opened that up in the pages of my little New Testament. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901, and you'll be able to follow along quite closely if you're using the King James Version. Luke chapter 22, beginning in verse 7, and I'm going to read down to verse 30. And the day of unleavened bread came, on which the Passover must be sacrificed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and make ready for us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Well wilt thou that we make ready? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall you meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house whereunto he goeth, and ye shall say unto the master of the house, The teacher saith he hath need of thee. Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? and he will show you a large upper room furnished. There, make ready. And they went, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Luke 22:14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the apostles with him, and he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I shall not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he received a cup. And when he had given thanks, he said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the cup in like manner after the supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, that which is poured out for you. But, behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man indeed goeth, as it hath been determined, but woe unto that man through whom he is betrayed. And they began to question among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Luke 22:24. And there arose a contention among them which of them was accounted to be greatest. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles had lordship over them, and they have authority over them, are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him become as the younger. And he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For which is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am in the midst of you as he that serveth. But ye are they that have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and ye shall sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, that is the text, and the golden text is Luke 22:19. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. You know, I visit a number of little churches, and I see they have what is called a communion table. And on that communion table on Sunday morning are placed trays containing the fruit of the vine and the unleavened bread. And often, on the front of that table is carved into the wood in letters that can be read, This do in remembrance of me. Now the devotional reading for this is in the 22nd Psalm. And so reading the 22nd Psalm, let me check if it's all the verses. Yes, I want to read the entirety of the 22nd Psalm. It has an inscription above the psalm for the chief musician, set to Ajileth Hash-Shahar, a psalm of David. Let me read this to you, and you'll recognize that this is a psalm about Jesus suffering on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou answerest not, and in the night season am not silent, but thou art holy. Thou inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and they were delivered. They trusted in thee, and they were not put to shame. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, Commit thyself unto Jehovah. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, saying he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me trust when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God since my mother bare me. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gape upon me with their mouth, as a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. And thou hast brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have compassed me. A company of evildoers have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may count all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them, and upon my vesture do they cast lots. Be thou not far off, O Jehovah, O thou my succorer. Hasten thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, yea, from the horns of the wild oxen. Thou hast answered me. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I praise thee. Ye that fear Jehovah, praise him, and ye seed of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all ye seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. Of thee cometh my praise in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Jehovah that seek after him. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn unto Jehovah, and all the kindred of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is Jehovah's, and he is the ruler over the nations. All the fat ones of the earth shall eat and worship, but they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he that cannot keep his soul alive, a seed shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord unto the next generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto people that shall be born, that he hath done it. So that is the lesson text from Luke chapter 22 and the devotional reading from the book of Psalms 22. Now we've got some helps and hints for the teachers. And it says, after the stormy scenes of Tuesday and the priest and elders had determined to take Jesus by stratagem, and Judas had bargained to deliver him up to them, it is thought by many that he spent Wednesday in quiet retirement at Bethany, resting for the approaching mighty struggle of his trial and affliction. We know what the feast of the Passover was and what it celebrated. On the Thursday morning, perhaps, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where wilt thou that we go to make ready that thou mayest go and eat the Passover?" Mark 14:12. It must be eaten in the place where God had written his name. Deuteronomy 12:1-9. Deuteronomy 16:1-17. A lamb, unleavened bread, bitter herbs, and wine was used, and a room was necessary. Jesus sent Peter and John into Jerusalem to make this preparation. A man in the city carrying a pitcher of water whom they would meet would enter a house into which they should go and inform the master of the house that the Lord desired to eat the Passover in his house, and he would show them a large upper room furnished and ready. Luke 22:8-13. Peter and John did as Jesus directed, and this good man was doubtless a friend or disciple of Jesus. We'll continue with the next class.